We give God praise. We worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We glorify the name of Jesus, the Lord who is, who was, and who is to come. We acknowledge his glorious power. So this morning, I would like you to lift up your hands wherever you are and give God glory. Give God glory. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Glory, glory to Jesus, glory. Let's see, honor, power, majesty, oh, be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty, oh, be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty, oh, be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty, oh, be unto God. Amen. We want to give God glory. I want you to lift up your voice and appreciate God this morning. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Just appreciate him. Appreciate him. Just lift up your hands. appreciate him. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. I thank you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. We're going to pray, but before we pray, I want us to read Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from verse 1. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. With the yoke of bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ had made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Verse 2, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall not profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the of righteousness by faith. Stand fast. We're going to pray. But I want to say a few things. I want you to understand that you were entangled. You know, there is a difference when somebody is beside something and when the person is tied. And when the person is entangled, hallelujah. So we were yoked with confused rope. Like the yoke was so confusing and so much entangled that you cannot break out yourself from those things. And when Christ arrived, he set you free. He broke every entanglement. He unyoked you from such predicaments and trouble and hell-bound system. The system that is heading to hell. You know, hell has its gates. Hell has its procedures. Hell has its own system. So all the yokes that was entangled was yoked and leading to hell. When Jesus appeared, he set you free. Hallelujah. You were set free from those yoke of bondage. And Paul saying in this book of Galatians, he said, listen, as I'm saying this morning, stand fast. Hallelujah. Stand firm. Don't be shaky. Be rooted. Be steady in the liberty that Christ has made us free, so that you don't go back again onto those bondage. Hallelujah. Meaning that it is possible for you to go back to the bondage once again. But Christ is saying, do not go back to those bondages in the name of Jesus Christ. Because if you go back trying to do the law, because we operate with the spirit of grace, the spirit of faith, is that when you begin to go back into those laws observing those laws, you are entangled again. You're going to fall back because you'll be bound to keep the Ten Commandments. Glory to God. Therefore, how do we solve this problem? Verse 16. He said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Walk in the Spirit. How do we walk in the Spirit? Obeying the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has filled every one of us. Holy Spirit is in you. As I'm talking to you this morning, you have the Holy Spirit. Even when you are doing wrong, the Holy Spirit is there to remind you that what you are doing is not right. But you need to listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit does not come when you begin to do, when you are righteous, when you begin to do the right thing. It's already there. That's what I'm explaining to you this morning might even shock you, that the Holy Spirit is already there. Hallelujah. It's not coming. He is already there. Already with you. Closer than the clothes you're wearing. Inside of your heart. Directing you. But you need to listen. You need to obey. You need to follow His precepts. You need to also equip yourself with the Word of God so that His voice will be so pronounced to you, because He is connected to the Word of God. He's connected to the written and the rhema of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because Scripture cannot be broken. The Word of God cannot be broken. It is the same. But you have to have enough Word of God for God to speak to you loudly so you can hear. So when you're going to do that wrong thing, and the Holy Spirit is saying no, you know the prayer that David prayed. David said, do not take away the Holy Spirit from me. Even though he was a murderer, even though he was an adulterer, but he said, do not take the Holy Spirit, because that will be the end of me. The Holy Spirit is the one that encourages you to do the right thing. The Holy Spirit is the one that takes you out from bondages. The Holy Spirit is the one that makes you conscious to do the right thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So walk in the Spirit so that you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, meaning that your natural being is against the Spirit of God. They do opposite things. Your natural self will tell you, go and sleep. And the Spirit of God will say, I want you to intercede tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to stay up with me, because we're going to solve some problems of the city. We're going to solve some problems of the state. We're going to solve some problems of the family. When you intercede with me, so that the gates of heaven will be opened on your family. But the flesh will tell you, go and sleep. The Spirit of God will tell you, we're going to fast today. Be on the fast. Do not eat. I want you to be conscious and be fervent in the Spirit. I want you to forgo your morning and lunch food. That's what the Spirit will tell you. But the flesh will tell you, we are hungry. Eat from morning and be distracted. Not saying that food distracts people, but when God says fast, you will get the benefit of fasting. And the Holy Spirit will say, forgive. Do not revenge. I am the venger. He said, no. The flesh will tell you, when they slap you, slap them too hard so that they won't try it next time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will say, when they match your toes, trust me and depend on me to guide you and help you. Forgive. But the flesh will tell you, once they step on your toes, slap them twice and step harder on the toe so that they will learn not to step on people's toes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand all this. That's why the Bible says, this flesh is lusting against the spirit, and the spirit lusting against the flesh. They are in constant tug of war. They cannot agree. That's why when you want to combine the work of the spirit with the flesh, you are wasting your time. You are messing up. You cannot work together. Hallelujah. It cannot work together. Flesh and the spirit cannot work together. These are two different systems. They are systems. They are systems. They are programmed differently. They cannot work together. Flesh and the spirit. It's either you obey one. The Bible says you cannot work for two masters and love them the same way. Hallelujah. It's either you love this one or you hate the other. You can love the spirit and hate the flesh, or you love the flesh and hate the spirit. They cannot work together. That's why these are two systems. These are two kingdoms. These are two different beings, different countries. They have different immigration systems, different things, different passports. Hallelujah. Different organized systems. Flesh is well-organized system. When you begin to follow it, you know where you end. Spirit is different organized system. When you follow it, you know where you end. So be led of the Spirit, and you are not under the law. Now the work of flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery is a system. Fornication is a system. Uncleanliness is a system. Lasciviousness is a system. Adultery is a system. Witchcraft is a system. Hatred, variance, comparison. Hallelujah. You compare people, and then you begin to form groups. Glory to God. God is against you. When you begin to sow discord in order to form groups, the groups that will like this one and the group that will hate the other, the Holy Spirit is against it. Whether in your home or in the church, you work with this one to fight against the other one. You section groups, whether you are a mother, an auntie, grandmother, a sister, a brother, a grandfather, whoever you are, when you begin to section people, when you begin to group yourself against a group, you are incurring the wrath of God upon you. The Bible says, woe to him that sow discord among brethren. Glory to God. Talking against one another, grouping yourself to fight against one another. God is against you when you do that. So before we pray, I want you to understand this, that the work of the flesh, all these are systems, variants, emulations. Hallelujah. What is emulation? Copying. You want to emulate. Because this is what happens. You want to copy this one, and you are not copying it right. And you begin to get jealous, begin to get angry, begin to get more angry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wrath. Your anger cannot stop. It progresses from anger to wrath. And hatred. and killing. Some of you, what has been holding you not to kill is because you're going to go to prison, not because of God. You know that when you do that, you end up in prison, so you withhold yourself. That is a murderer. Hallelujah. You need to understand that these are systems. What are they trying to do? To lure you in and program you to do exactly what they want you to do. They are systems. So for you to break out, you need to understand that these things are systems put in place for destruction. Strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. What did I say? This kingdom, this system does not work with the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. They are against the system of the kingdom of God. You know when I say system? When I say system, I want you to know that they are well programmed and in order. When you see adultery, they are well programmed. There are deeper programs that you don't understand about this adultery. Amen? Amen. They are systems. They have ranks. They have stages. You know, like you set up system, governmental system. This is who they are. But when you enter into the system, they program you. And they get you deeper into deeper troubles. You will even begin to see some demons that you don't even know their name. Because they are gateways of manifesting some horrifying demons. I mean, demons are demons. But I need you to understand it. That kingdom of God does not work with this system. They are against them. Anytime the system shows up, there will be war. Hallelujah. So war is going on. Whatever that is happening against you, is it envy? It is a systematic program to lead people to hell. One of these things can destroy the entire city. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All these that are mentioned in the scriptures can dissolve a community, can dissolve a family. They can dissolve a family. Idolatry can finish up a family. Witchcraft can systematically destroy everyone in the family. The same with adultery. The same with fornication. The same with uncleanness. The same with lasciviousness. The same with hatred. Hatred can finish the entire family and scatter them, destroy and dissolve them. Because there are systems put in place to send people to hell. Hallelujah. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is also a system. Joy is a system. Peace is a system. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, such. He said, against such, there is no law. If you have all this with you, no weapon, no war will drown you, but you will become an overcomer, constant overcomer. Hallelujah. So if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. You can't live in the Spirit and walk in the flesh. It does not work like that. You cannot live in the Spirit and walk in the flesh. It's like you are living in Florida, and we see you walking in Atlanta. So when I say walking, W-A-L-K. You know, sometimes my accent might confuse you. Walking. W-A-L-K-I-N-G. Walking. We see you living in Florida. See you live in California. See you live in New York. And then we see you here walking to Walmart to go buy something. That's not possible. Hallelujah. You must be a lookalike, not you. So that's exactly what the scripture is trying to say. That you cannot live in the Spirit and then walk in the flesh. Very impossible. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. I want you to pray this morning. Ask God, help me. Let me be in the Spirit. Let me live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Let none of this system have power over me. Hallelujah. Whatever weapon, whatever immigration status, whatever power, whatever system they have put in place shall not overcome me in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against them with love. I come against them with joy. I come against them with peace. I come against them with long-suffering. I come against them with gentleness. I come against them with goodness. And I come against them with faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Open your mouth right now. Say every idolatry, every adultery, every fornication, every uncleanness, every lasciviousness, every witchcraft, I come against you right now with love. Hallelujah. Rapa teluka basayaba. I raise my weapon of joy, weapon of love, weapon of love, weapon of peace, weapon of long suffering, weapon of gentleness, weapon of goodness, weapon of faith. I come against you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. All your witchcraft, all your strife, all your seditions, all your heresies, I come against you with joy. I come against you with joy. I come against you with peace. I come against you with long suffering. I come against you with gentleness. I come against you with goodness. I come against you with faith in the name of Jesus. Every weapon that the enemy has set is working around these systems. We're going to mention it last time. Today is not when we're going to be praying and calling fire. I want you to pray for yourself and your family. There are some instigations, some programming that is working against you, working against your children, working against your family, working against your siblings, so that nobody will raise their head. I want you to mention, as I'm mentioning this, we are going to be calling them together. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want you to say every adultery,
every adultery,
every fornication,
every fornication,
every uncleanness,
every uncleanness,
every lasciviousness,
every
idolatry,
every idolatry,
every witchcraft,
every witchcraft,
every hatred,
every variance,
every emulation,
every rot,
every strife,
every sedition,
every heresy,
every envy,
every murder,
every drunkenness,
every reveling, in the name of Jesus. I come against you with the spirit of love, with the spirit of love, with the spirit of joy, with the spirit of peace, with the weapon of long suffering, with the weapon of gentleness, with the weapon of goodness, with the weapon of faith, with the weapon of meekness, with the weapon of temperance. I come against you this morning. I come against you this morning. I come against you in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer trouble this life. You shall no longer trouble the system of my family. You shall no longer trouble the system of my children. You shall no longer trouble the system of my ministry. I come against you. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you glory for answering our prayers this morning, for setting our systems right. Yes, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Blessed be your name for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to lay your hands upon your head as I decree upon you safety. Let the blood of Jesus Christ cover you cover your children. Cover your family. Wherever they are, I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your going out. I cover your coming in. I cover your cars and your houses. No accidents. No fire incident. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. No poisoning. Abata male korobo shande bukuria. No untimely death. Askeba ruma sakaya. Zeshte maribo kosende libakaya. But I pray for you right now. Against every sickness. Whatever sickness that you are going through right now. Whatever symptoms and symbols. I command that the power in the name of Jesus Christ be healed. I release the healing power from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you are glorious. Thank you because you are powerful. Thank you because you have set us free from the bondage, from the yoke of bondage. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'll see you by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye. Amen.